Your world is not as it seems. Everything you know to be true is a lie. Hidden behind the facade of our everyday lives is a secret and powerful organization with a dangerous agenda to manipulate the minds of the masses and usher in a new world order. They call this program Project Bluebeam. If the program is successful, we won't see it coming. Borders between nations will be dissolved. All religions will be dismantled, and technology will be turned against us. The architects of Project Bluebeam will distract us with false flag operations like global pandemics, strange weather events, and news reports of UFOs being shot down all over the world. What's frightening is the general population will go along with Project Bluebeam willingly, without resistance. Even more frightening, it's already begun. Serge Benast was a mysterious and controversial figure. Born in Quebec in 1945, he was an investigative journalist who became weary of the direction in which society was headed. He believed that there was a secret cabal of powerful elites who were controlling the world behind the scenes. In other words, the Illuminati.
Oh, really? Did he also believe water's wet, the sky's blue, and NFTs are a scam?
Of course, you believe in the Illuminati.
Is this a tinfoil hat on my head, or am I just happy to see you?
I don't think that's how that saying goes.
How many of these stupid shows have we done?
Well, a little over 100, but I don't think they're stupid. It's
just... in all this time, you'd think some of my knowledge and wisdom would rub off on you.
Well, now you're
all right, let me speak slowly so even a human can understand. The Illuminati are real.
Serge Benast was determined to expose these elites, even when his life was in danger. In 1994, he released his book Project Bluebeam, which outlines the plan to create a one-world government and a new world order. Project Bluebeam was conceived during the Cold War. The United States and the Soviet Union were spending vast amounts of money and resources on technology to gain the upper hand. No idea was off the table. Now, publicly, the superpowers were building tanks and planes and nuclear weapons. But privately, they were experimenting with mind control and psychic warfare. Obviously, research into mind control wasn't new. The most well-known research is probably the CIA's MKUltra program, which began in 1953. But Project Bluebeam is a dramatic step forward. While programs like MKUltra use drugs for mind control, Project Bluebeam uses technology. So instead of being run by the CIA, Bluebeam is controlled by NASA, under the direction of the United Nations. Project Bluebeam is a four-step plan that uses a combination of advanced technology and psychological manipulation to create an illusion so convincing that no one can distinguish reality from the illusion.
We must remember that the New Age religion is the very foundation for the New World Government, without which the dictatorship is completely impossible. That is why the Bluebeam Project is so important to them, but has been so well hidden until now.
Replacing every religion on Earth with a new single religion would not be an easy task. In order to succeed, Project Bluebeam would have to create weather events and man-made earthquakes. It would need to replace all the world's currencies with a single electronic currency. It would need to use holograms, augmented reality, and artificial intelligence. It would need a way to plant fake news stories and propaganda and distribute those to the masses directly, circumventing all news media and elected officials. When Serge Benast exposed Project Bluebeam, these technologies just didn't exist yet. But now they do. Investigative journalist Serge Benast was convinced that NASA and the United Nations were behind Project Bluebeam, a sinister four-step program to establish a new world order. This would be implemented through advanced mind control and top-secret technology. In the first stage of the project, we'll see a breakdown of all archaeological knowledge, and this is done by creating artificial earthquakes. These earthquakes would be at strategically placed locations around the globe. At these locations, new discoveries will be made that will show that religions have been misunderstood and misinterpreted for centuries. This would allow science to discredit all religious doctrines. Look at the Dead Sea Scrolls. For hundreds of years, the Bible was thought to be complete. Then in 1947, a shepherd finds some clay jars in a cave. Suddenly, there are new religious texts like the Book of Jubilees, the Wisdom of Solomon, and the Book of Tobit. This discovery didn't fundamentally change religion, but it did cause scholars to think, what else are we missing? Project Bluebeam capitalizes on that kind of doubt. It's designed to cause a crisis of faith for every Jew, Christian, Muslim, and Buddhist. People in crisis will be more likely to accept the New Age religion. As for earthquakes, these can be artificially created by mining or fracking in the right location. There's also research being done on creating earthquakes with sound waves. This is called induced seismicity. And the frequency and severity of earthquakes has been increasing over the past 20 years. Phase 2 of Project Bluebeam is what Manast called the space show. 3D holographic images and sounds will be projected from a network of satellites. These satellites will use lasers to project images down to Earth. These images will be designed to seduce people into believing in a new god. Holograms and augmented reality is getting better and better every year.
This video surfaced out of China, and it looks like their city is floating in the clouds. Of course, we can't verify if the video is real or not, but we have seen things like this before.
The image seen and language heard will be different in different parts of the world, according to what religion is most dominant in the area. Then all the different deities from all the world's religions will merge into one.
Then the projections of Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, and Krishna will merge into one, and explanations of mysteries and revelations will be disclosed. This one God will, in fact, be the Antichrist, who will explain that the various scriptures have been misunderstood and misinterpreted, and that the religions of old are responsible for turning brother against brother and nation against nation. Therefore, old religions must be abolished to make way for the new age, new world religion, representing the one God Antichrist they see before them.
Now, earthquakes and religious artifacts will be enough to convert some people to this new religion. Giant deities appearing and then converging into one Antichrist will convert a lot more people. But these technologies won't work on everybody. Non-religious people will be terrified, sure, but they won't suddenly believe in God based on a hologram, no matter how real it looks. To get the entire planet to adopt a new religion and a one-world government, people need to come to this decision themselves. If seeing a hologram of the message isn't enough, Project Bluebeam will broadcast the message directly into our brains. And that technology is available everywhere in the world, right now.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
We have before us the opportunity to forge, for ourselves and for future generations, a new world order.
The goal of Project Bluebeam is to get the entire planet to adopt a single religion and then a single government. And this will happen in 4 steps. Step 1 is to use artificial earthquakes and archaeological discoveries to discredit existing religions. Step 2 is through holograms, augmented reality, and AI to make people believe that a new god has arrived to replace all existing gods. Step 3 is mind control using microwaves.
Whoa, so they put secret messages in popcorn and frozen dinners?
No, not microwave ovens. Microwaves are small radio waves.
Oh.
These electromagnetic waves are all around us all the time. They're in the air, they move through our homes, through our bodies, through everything. All cell phones use microwaves. The frequencies are typically between 800 and 2200 megahertz. 5G operates between 28 and 39 gigahertz. Don't have a cell phone? Doesn't matter. Baby monitors, garage door openers, Bluetooth devices, the Wi-Fi in your home, all use radio waves. RFID tags, wireless earbuds, remote control toys, MRI machines, and yes, even microwave ovens. We are constantly swimming in electromagnetic radiation. There's no way to escape it.
Ooh, how much protection from a tinfoil hat?
Not nearly enough.
2 tinfoil hats!
Please, can I? Step 3 of Project Bluebeam seizes control of the full EM spectrum and uses it to control our very thoughts.
The 3rd step in the Bluebeam project uses electronically augmented two-way communication, where ELF, VLF, and LF waves will reach each person from within his or her own mind, convincing each of them that their own God is speaking to them from the very depths of their own soul. Such rays from satellites are fed from the memories of computers that have stored massive data about every human on Earth and their languages. The rays will then interlace with their natural thinking to form what we call diffuse artificial thought. That kind of technology goes into the 1970s, 1980s, and 1990s research where the human brain has been compared to a computer. Information is fed in, processed, integrated, and then a response is formulated and acted upon.
We already have technology like Neuralink where the mind can control a machine. Project Bluebeam lets a machine control the mind. Step 4 is the most insidious of all. It describes how Project Bluebeam will create a fake disaster or crisis that will bring the world together. But not through hope or through peace. the world will come together through fear. This event will be so frightening that people will no longer care about their religion or their national or cultural identity. They'll be so scared that they won't resist the one world government. They'll beg for it. Manasse gave a specific example of what Project Bluebeam would use to terrify the world, and it may already be happening. Project Bluebeam would stage a fake invasion of UFOs.
This morning, questions after more unidentified objects are discovered over U.S. and Canadian airspace.
For dramatic new details about the unidentified object shot down by fighter jets.
They didn't have propulsion. They weren't being maneuvered. It was basically they were being driven by the wind.
Unidentified object shot down by U.S. fighter jets over the weekend. Three objects over 3 days.
Can't work out exactly how they fly, and they won't rule out the fact that they might even be extraterrestrial.
For the third time in as many days, the U.S. had spotted and shot down an unidentified object.
What is going on here with what seemed like a deluge of potential incursions? What are these objects? Where are they coming from? What is their purpose?
Serge Manasse said the fourth step in Project Bluebeam would be what he called a universal supernatural manifestation with electronic means. In other words, a false flag attack.
One is to make mankind believe that an alien invasion is about to occur at every major city on Earth, in order to provoke each major nation to use its nuclear weapons in order to strike back. The United Nations court will require that all nations which launched nuclear weapons disarm when the invasion is shown to be false. And how will the United Nations know that the invasion was false? They will have staged it, of course.
Now, it's hard not to notice what's been happening with UFOs or UAPs over the last few years. For my entire life, UFOs were considered a fringe idea. Then whistleblowers like Bob Lazar started to emerge, who claimed to have worked on UFOs at Area 51. Then we got reports from Navy pilots who claimed to see UFOs. Then we saw video. Then the government acknowledged that not only do UFOs exist, but they don't have any idea what they are. Since then, there are reports and images and video of objects in the skies all over the world. As I record this, the United States has shot down 4 unidentified objects in the span of about a week. According to Project Bluebeam, this quickening of events is all intentional. It started with movies like 2001 A Space Odyssey and Independence Day, and television shows like Star Trek. These were to get the public used to the idea that it was just a matter of time before science fiction became science fact. A few decades later, military jets are firing missiles at UFOs, and the news is reporting on it. It would seem that the next logical step is for the UFOs to start firing back. Now, obviously, there's no military on Earth that can defeat such advanced technology, so they'll deploy the most destructive weapons they have, nuclear weapons. In the aftermath, the architects of Project Bluebeam will reveal that the alien attack was staged. Then after watching their cities burn, the people of Earth will be outraged and demand that all countries disarm, all according to plan. Again, when Project Bluebeam is implemented, the world's population won't resist the New World Order. They'll demand it for their own protection. And by the time they realize what they've done, it'll be too late.
This is what needs to be done in order to actuate this false flag operation that will involve the abduction of citizens so as to foster an illusion that this Earth is facing an extraterrestrial invasion. Use of experimental drugs, holographic projection capabilities, directed energy technologies, I'll get into that in a moment, induced auditory input, experimental aircraft, well, that's just a euphemism for man-made UFOs, and special effects costuming and stagecraft.
In addition to staging a fake alien invasion, Project Bluebeam will implement other programs to terrify the world's population into compliance. One of these is a plot to convince Christians that the rapture is happening. And for those who don't know, the rapture is...
A great song by Blondie.
No.
And out comes a man from Oz, and he try to run, but he's got a gun, and he shoots you dead, and he eats your head. And then you're in a man from Oz. You go out at night, eating cars, you eat Cadillacs, Lincolns too, Mercurys, and Subarus, and you don't stop.
Stop.
And you don't stop.
Stop.
Okay, sheesh, what a grouch.
The rapture is a term used by some Christians to describe an event that happens at the end of the world, where Jesus returns to Earth to to take all of his followers to heaven. Now, Project Bluebeam will stage a divine intervention from Jesus to help save humanity from the alien invasion. Also during this time, electronic waves will be transmitted over every wire on Earth, and these waves will induce psychosis in a large number of people. This will cause a wave of violence so severe that the population will be ready to reestablish peace at any cost, even at the expense of personal freedom. Serge Benass said the architects will phase out cash and national currencies, replacing them with a single electronic currency. This sounds a lot like Bitcoin. Bitcoin was created by Satoshi Nakamoto, but nobody knows who that is. It could be one person or a group of people or...
Or it could be the Illuminati.
Right. Nobody knows. Project Bluebeam has four specific goals. Abolish religion, abolish pride in one's country, dissolve the family in favor of the state, and destroy individual creativity. If you don't see these things happening now, you're not paying attention. As you would expect, Serge Manast ruffled a lot of feathers when he revealed Project Bluebeam to the world. He claimed he was being watched and followed. In fact, in September 1996, his two homeschooled children were taken from him and made wards of the state so they could receive a public education.
Run by the government?
Yep. He never saw them again. On December 4th, 1996, Serge Manast was arrested for spreading misinformation. He was questioned and spent the night in jail. The next day, he was found dead in his apartment. Even though he was in perfect health, the official report is he died of a heart attack at the age of 51. And so Serge Manast, the man who refused to be silenced, was finally silenced after all. The idea of Project Bluebeam suggests that NASA is planning to create a fake alien invasion using holographic technology. The theory suggests that the purpose of this event is to frighten the world's population to make it easier to create a new world order under a one-world government. But is it true? Well, there's no way to fully debunk a theory like this because anything happening behind the scenes is presumably still behind the scenes. But let me give you the complete picture so you can make up your own mind. According to Manast, step one is, in his words, the setup of earthquakes at certain precise locations of the planet where supposedly new discoveries will suddenly explain the wrong meaning of all major religions' basic doctrines. And yes, earthquakes can be created, but they can't be created discreetly. You need large teams of people and huge equipment. There's no way to do this and go unnoticed, so let's discount that. As for convincing people to give up their faith, good luck with that. Trying to eliminate religion has been tried over and over again throughout history and it's never worked. Ancient Rome tried to eliminate Christianity by persecuting Christians. Instead of destroying it, it became the largest religion on the planet. The Soviet Union tried to eliminate religion, which the government saw as an obstacle to the socialist utopia.
Socialist utopia. There's an oxymoron.
Communist China tried the same thing in the 1960s and 70s. These governments closed places of worship and destroyed religious artifacts. They arrested and sometimes executed religious leaders from all faiths. These governments believed that religion was a relic of the past that needed to be destroyed in order to create a modern, rational society. Now, if you pay attention, you can even see this type of thinking creeping into modern media.
Let the past die. Kill it, if you have to.
The past is dead. We either move forward or we die with it.
But none of this worked. People simply worshipped in secret. Project Bluebeam wanted to break down the traditional family and make all people loyal to the state first. This too can be seen in modern media. But there is no person, no government, and no movie studio powerful enough to overcome the strength of faith and family. It fails every time. Now, step two is using holograms to project the image of a new god and convince people to worship a new antichrist. The technology to make that kind of hologram convincing enough just doesn't exist. Now, for a few years, there have been videos floating around the internet showing very realistic holograms as a way to support the existence of Project Bluebeam. None of these are real. These are nothing more than CGI and augmented reality. Now, AR allows users to see 3D objects in the physical world, but only through a device like a smartphone or a television. So when you see videos like this, we see the animals in the shot through the camera. The people in the shot don't see them. But those aren't holograms. A hologram is an object that can be seen floating in space by an observer without a camera. But holograms need a substrate or a medium, meaning the light has to be projected into something. Usually this is done using layered glass or plastic. And even good holograms don't look very good. A fun 3D technique that always fascinated me has been around for 200 years. It's called Pepper's Ghost, after John Henry Pepper, who popularized it. The effect is created using a sheet of glass placed at an angle between the viewer and the object. The object is projected onto the glass using a hidden projector. This effect has been used very effectively to simulate live performances of dead musicians. Tupac rapped on stage with Snoop Dogg at Coachella. Michael Jackson performed at the Billboard Music Awards. Roy Orbison, Buddy Holly, and Whitney Houston all went on tour and played to sold-out crowds. But view these projections at the wrong angle or in a bright room, the illusion is broken. You're not going to fool billions of people using any of these techniques. But that's where step three comes in: mind control. Using advanced technology, Project Bluebeam will convince us that what we're seeing is real. Now, it's terrifying to say, but this technology actually exists. After World War II, at the start of the Cold War, the US and other countries researched mind control technologies for military and intelligence purposes. The most notorious is the CIA's MKUltra program, which used drugs and hypnosis on people, many against their will. That program was eventually shut down amid public outrage.
Allegedly shut down.
Right. Now, mind control technology has continued to evolve. Transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS, uses magnetic fields to stimulate activity in specific areas of the brain. And TMS has been used to treat mental health conditions such as depression and anxiety. Brain-computer interfaces, or BCIs, allow people to control computers using their thoughts. You might be familiar with Elon Musk's company Neuralink. Neuralink uses BCIs with the goal of enhancing people's cognitive abilities. All you have to do is have a microchip surgically implanted into your brain.
Oh yeah, great idea. What could possibly go wrong?
Electroconvulsive stimulation, or ECS, is a medical treatment that involves sending electrical impulses into the brain to induce a brief seizure. This kind of reboots the brain and is used to treat chronic depression and other mental illnesses. The military uses ECS on fighter pilots to increase their performance. You can even buy these devices online or build them yourself. But I don't recommend that because scientists don't really know how it works yet. They just know that it does. So in theory, Project Bluebeam could use ECS on the entire world's population to control our behavior. But that would need a tremendous amount of electricity and wouldn't be very discreet. Finally, step four of Project Bluebeam is faking an alien attack. This actually wouldn't be hard to do. All you really need is a story and a compliant media to tell it.
Well, we have that.
We do. News agencies no longer challenge politicians that they agree with. Now, that's dangerous because false flag operations do happen. In 1962, the United States Department of Defense proposed Operation Northwoods. The plan called for the shooting down of a U.S. civilian aircraft, attacks on U.S. bases, and the staging of attacks on U.S. cities, all to create the illusion that America was being attacked by Cuba. President Kennedy rejected the idea, but if it went forward, the U.S. would have secretly attacked its own citizens. In 1964, the United States destroyer USS Maddox was attacked twice in the Gulf of Tonkin, off the coast of Vietnam. The U.S. immediately escalated its involvement in the Vietnam War, but the second attack on the Maddox? It never happened. The United States would see 50,000 soldiers killed and over 300,000 wounded in a losing war, based partially on lies told by the United States government. Now, all governments have carried out false flag operations throughout history. Faking a UFO attack wouldn't be that difficult, at least not on a small scale. Let me ask you, those UFOs that were shot down by the US, has anyone seen the wreckage? Maybe by the time you're watching this, there will be a logical explanation for what happened, but as of now, nobody really knows. And if the US government knows, it isn't talking. As to Serge Manasse's death, he did die the very next day after being detained by authorities. Now, that could be a coincidence, but it's a story we hear all too often with whistleblowers. Now, that's disturbing because often the only thing standing between a conspiracy theory and the truth is one brave whistleblower. And that's why, even though I believe there are many elements of Project Bluebeam that are true, the entire story probably isn't. Serge Manasse often referred to Star Trek as a way of getting people ready to accept Project Bluebeam. Now, this is interesting because a few months before he released his book, a biography on Gene Roddenberry was released.
The guy who created Star Trek?
Yep, that guy. And in the book was the plot of an unreleased Star Trek movie that Roddenberry wrote. The movie was called The God Thing. The plot of the movie was how an alien convinces everyone on Earth that it's a god using technology. And in 1991, an episode of Star Trek The Next Generation was released called Devil's Due. The plot was about an alien using technology to convince a planet that she's God so she can enslave the population. She uses mind control and holograms to do this.
Oh, so when did this cat release his blue book?
About 18 months after the episode aired.
Oh.
Right. Project Bluebeam sounds like science fiction because it was probably based on science fiction. But even if it wasn't, I don't think Project Bluebeam could work on us. Not today when we're all so connected and information moves so quickly around the world. You couldn't pull off a worldwide conspiracy like this without an army of people supporting it. An army of regular people, like us. Just think of the technical expertise required. The number of computer engineers, carpenters, electricians. Here's what I want you to do. Go to Bilderberg or Davos or Bohemian Grove and ask any of those super wealthy elites what the IP in TCP/IP stands for.
Internet Protocol.
Ask them how far apart you should space your studs when framing a wall.
16 on Senna.
Ask them what wires are hot in Romex electrical cable.
Red and black.
The elites may run the world, but they can't do anything. Not without us. So they're going to convince an army of people to create an illusion to fool billions into accepting a new world order? The elites are going to turn entire armies of soldiers against their neighbors? Against their children? It can't be done. And the elites, they know it. They know they can push us, but only so far. They know they can control us, but not all of us, not at once. Because like I said, no matter how much money you have or how much power, you'll never have more power than family and faith. And faith doesn't just mean religion. I'm not a religious person, but I still have faith. I have faith in my friends, in my neighbors. I have faith in you. I have faith that when tyranny arrives, you'll resist, and I'll join you. We'll resist tyranny with words, and if words aren't enough, we'll use violence. Just like our grandfathers did when they stormed the beach at Normandy. And just like a million farmers did 250 years ago to liberate their country from a tyrannical king. The elites know this, and that's why they fear us. They have money and they have power, but we have something they don't have. We have each other. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. My name is AJ. That's Egglefish. This has been The Y-Files. If you had fun or learned anything, do me a favor and like, subscribe, comment, and share.
That stuff really helps us out.
It does. And like most topics we cover on this channel, today's topic was recommended by you. So if there's a story you'd like to see or learn more about, go to theyfiles.com/tips. And huge thanks to our patrons who keep this channel going. I'm grateful for your kindness and for your support. And if you want to be part of this amazing community, consider becoming a member on Patreon or grab something from the Y-Files store.
Ooh, I'm working on a mind control invention that will convince people to buy Hecklefish mugs and t-shirts.
Well, I hope they buy the stuff because they want to.
I'll make them think they want to.
Okay, you're scaring me now. That's going to do it. Until next time, be safe, be kind, and know that you are appreciated.